Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I don't think this is a flattering list to be on, but maybe we're wrong. What do we know? We've been here for less than 2 months, right?
No, we don't know anything, which is why we need you to tell us.
This is Mix 106.5. We're Kramer and Jess. Happy Monday. A little cloudy waking up. Supposed to be, I think, a pretty nice week, though, after today.
So okay.
That's the good news.
Okay, weatherman.
I checked my iPhone this morning.
Go ahead.
You know. So, since we are new, we're just asking a favor of you, which is to basically teach us Baltimore. There's so many things that we want to know and understand about the city and fall in love with, but we just don't know yet. We're too new, right?
Yes.
So, every Monday, we've been coming on here and say, hey, listen, you've lived here a long time, maybe your whole life, to teach us Baltimore.
Yeah.
And we've covered things from the Natty Bow character.
Mm-hmm.
What else have we covered in this segment? I'm going brain dead now.
Hairspray.
Hairspray, the musical. Like, can we love it or is it played out here?
Exactly.
And so it's like topics like that, things we just want to understand so we kind of seem a little more local.
Old Bay
is a great one. Like, why do we put Old Bay on everything? Explain. We have a whole list. Trust me. Like, we have a list of like trying to
all
understand.
All of our questions, honestly.
We threw out the one today because this list just came out and I wanted to ask you about this. Orkin, who is the pest control company, right, has released the top 50 rattiest cities. And, well, so the top of the list for the sixth consecutive time, it was Chicago that took number one.
Okay.
So it's a pretty ratty city.
Mm-hmm.
But new to the top 10 this year.
New.
Is, we were 12 last year, and now Baltimore is number 8.
Okay.
On the list of the rattiest cities in the country. Now, we were sitting here.
Okay.
Even debating if we wanted to talk about this story.
Yeah.
Just like in like, you know, the top three or whatever. And because it's not on surface level, it doesn't seem like the most positive story about the city, right?
Is that something that we need to talk about? Is that something that you want us to talk about?
But then I was talking to Jess and I'm like, I can tell you since I've been here, I swear to you, I've probably seen at least 5.
Yeah.
We've only been here for less than 2 months now, but I've seen at least 5 to 10 bumper stickers.
I've seen them too.
That have a rat on them.
I know.
And then the word Baltimore, like B-A-L or whatever, underneath them.
I know.
And I'm like, so when
what's
I read
happening?
This, when I read this list,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, huh. But then I see the bumper stickers. I'm like, Wait a minute.
Are we missing something here?
Maybe we don't understand. Like, are we proud as a city mm-hmm. of the rats in this, like, in this situation?
Yeah, what are we claiming? Just let us know and we'll claim it too.
If you're, especially if you're driving this morning with a rat on your car, like on your bumper sticker.
Yeah, the sticker, not a real one.
Like, why?
Careful.
Or there's a real rat in your car.
Careful.
And we genuinely are just curious.
Yes.
Of what's the thing with rats in Baltimore?
What does it mean?
And if we're so proud to like wear them on our cards and on our, I saw a shirt over in Fells Point, like a little gift shop, and it had a rat
it had
on there
one?
Too.
Okay.
So I'm confused.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Our phone number 410-583-1065. 410-583-1065. What is it with rats in Baltimore? Like, is it a thing that we should love? Do we embrace it? We'll talk to you next on Mix 106.5. Who is driving around Baltimore this morning with a rat on their bumper sticker?
Yes.
Because I feel like you're the person that we need to talk to this morning.
Mm-hmm. Tell us why and what does it mean?
410-583-1065. It's mixed, by the way. The list just came out this morning from Orkin, you know, mm-hmm. pest control company. And they rated Baltimore as the 8th rattiest city. Okay. doesn't sound flattering on surface level. And that was until I realized that there's so many people that drive around or even wear shirts with rats on them. So
and
I'm like, wait.
Places selling shirts on purpose.
Like, is this a thing? Like, so do we embrace the rats or is it like a not good thing? Mm-hmm. We're just asking you to teach us since we're brand new. 410-583-1065.
Yeah, we just got a text and they're saying Baltimore is a pretty down-to-earth place. We know our reputation, so we just own it.
So we're rats.
So we're claiming?
I guess I'm just confused. Because, I mean, there's seven other cities above us. You know, Chicago's the number one rattiest city, by the way, right? Last time I was in Chicago, I didn't see bumper stickers with rats over there. That's what I'm just trying to figure out, right? Casey in Baltimore, help us explain the whole rat situation.
There is a high population of rats in Baltimore City, unfortunately.
Okay.
Which major cities there are, but Donald Trump made a statement about how Baltimore was dirty and full of rats. So I believe that's where all these bumper stickers came from.
Maybe that's it then.
Wait, so are we claiming that? Are we making fun of that statement? Are we saying, yeah, we do and we don't care? Like, so where's our stance on that?
Honestly, I think it's a little bit of both. I think a lot of people are like, yep, he's telling the truth. And then half the people are offended by it that he said it. So it's kind of a mixture.
Okay. Oh. So that explains. So if we see the rat bumper sticker, it could be about the creature.
Okay.
Or it could be about the statement.
Exactly. It's a big city. It's true.
Sure.
Statement,
number eight. Yeah.
It could go either way.
Okay.
That's great. I'm so glad you called. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too, especially if you've got the bumper sticker on your car. 410-583-1065. What's the meaning behind it? Mix 1065. Good morning. You've got it on Mix 1065. We are Baltimore's radio station, baby. We're glad to be here. We're Kramer and Jess. We're new to the city, though. We don't try to fake it, but we have a lot of questions.
Yes.
We're trying to become locals here. And we saw the bumper sticker of the rats, and now we've made the list of Orkin's top rattiest city.
Mm-hmm.
Broke the top 10 this year. Just trying to understand it. Like, do we embrace the rat thing? Is it like a term of endearment?
Yeah, what does it mean?
The rat. Hey, Stephanie from Baltimore. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So you have a rat picture in your kitchen.
Yes, I do. There is a local artist who creates a whole bunch of different animals, but I have a raven, an oriole bird, and he had a rat.
So oh, cool.
I figured, why not make my kitchen super Baltimore?
Yeah, seriously, you're owning it. You've owned every little corner of the city. Well, so is it...
Absolutely.
Since you obviously admit enough to put in your home, is it like a... term of endearment is like a thing that we embrace?
Yeah, so why is it so Baltimore?
I think it's so Baltimore because we're not like a super fancy city. It's not like we're, you know, Manhattan or anything. And we just kind of own that more blue-collar feel.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, that makes sense then. I guess I can understand that to that. And kind of goes like the first text that we got too, mm-hmm. saying like, listen, we know we're not super fancy.
Yeah.
We're not stuck up over here.
We're down to earth
and we got rats.
We rep our reputation.
We're not trying to hide our rats.
No.
I feel like Chicago's trying to hide the rats from us.
They're trying to hide.
Yep.
We are not shady.
We're out here.
We're honest and proud.
Thanks, Stephanie. 410.
Thank you.
583-1065. You got it. Especially if you got it on your car. Like, why is it so important to you to have it on there?
Now, Kramer and Jess. Mornings on Mix 1065. WWMX HD1 Baltimore.
A radio.com station.
It's new morning fun with Kramer and Jess.
Mix 1065.
We meet again.
Hello,
Monday.
Hello.
Like it or not, you're awake because
nice
you
to
have
see you
bills
here.
To pay. So.
Hello.
I'm always jealous of like independently wealthy people. Not all the time because listen, we get to come on and do the best job in the world. This is so fun.
But when you start thinking about rich people that don't got to do anything and just can like kick it with their poodle and stuff,
they just buy a radio station.
Who
do
cares?
They want.
You know what? They're not even nice. They don't have real friends like us.
Take that.
They don't have a 6 o'clock club.
No, they don't. And we do. And you're part of it. So welcome to 6 o'clock club. In case you're new, somebody texted last week and said, I only listen a couple days a week. Can I still be in the 6 o'clock club? Yeah.
We accept everyone.
This is like a time for all of us to get together between 6 and 6:30 because we're the only people in Baltimore that can understand this.
Mm-hmm.
All your friends are sleeping in. They start their Zoom meetings at 8 o'clock and wake up at 7:45.
They don't have to to put pants on. No. They just get to put on a nice shirt and wear flip-flops and stuff. But not you, because you're out here working hard.
As I walk in today in joggers and flip-flops.
I know.
My quote-unquote real job. So what we do is we ask, hey, text us. Let us know you're up, especially on Monday, because we want to give you a shout-out, send you some love, get you ready for the week.
Kim texted us an hour ago. So Kimmy Kim was first this morning. Good morning, Kim, yeah. Darlene, Kyle, Olivia, Johnny E., Jen, Irina, Michelle, Anthony, and Pam. Good morning, friends. Hey,
thank you. Yeah. And we'll get you to 410-583-1065. Shoot us a text. Jess walks in this morning and she's got a Janet Jackson shirt on. And that's like, it looks vintage. Is it actually vintage or is it just made to look vintage?
No, it's actually vintage. Garage Boy got this for me for my birthday.
Oh, it's nice. What is that from? Do you know, is that from an actual tour?
It's from her Control tour.
Which was what year?
1980-something.
I asked Jess when I was, sorry, I was like, name literally three Janet Jackson songs.
And I said,
songs.
When I think of you, Escapade, and All For You. No, you know what? I am a Janet fan. Don't even do me like that.
Struggle on that one.
I am a Janet fan.
Because keep in mind, I'm 37, Jess is 27, so sometimes we lose each other in translation, either young to old to young. Yeah, like, just are like, wait, what?
But then sometimes I'm into things more than you are, you should know more about Janet, but I also feel like I was born in the wrong time period sometimes. Like, I belong in the 80s.
You're an 80s baby,
and
right?
They didn't take me.
you didn't quite make the cut, right?
I belong there.
So, I thought we... Okay, you know the lyrics, too? Oh, I thought you were going to sing.
No,
you got real cocky.
I got scared. Here we go.
Okay. There's nothing more that I hate than when radio people sing on the radio.
But
it irritates me. No, I love it. It's a great way to start off Monday, man. Hopefully makes you feel good, too. Let's get going with the Baltimore Top 3 in just a couple of seconds. And your name getting shouted out at 410-583-1065.
What do you think is the most appropriate gift you should give someone who just turned 101? Well, The Rock just nailed it. I'll tell you what he did at 610. Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess. Happy Monday and good morning to our 6 o'clock crew. Good morning, Karen and Amber, Caleb and Caitlin. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, y'all.
We'll get to the top three here in a second.
Yes.
First, we're talking about Janet Jackson because Jess walks in wearing a Janet shirt today. I'm like, name three songs by Janet. I bet you can.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't know. He's out here trying to play me. And then I start performing and doing like the whole music video. And he's all shook.
I know. She really did. Yeah, the whole dance moves down. So how do you know that?
Because I love her.
It's too much.
I love her.
But if you want to text us this morning, 6 o'clock club, and tell us what your favorite Janet song is.
Ooh.
I love this one too, man. It's like 2000, I think.
Yes. She was so hot. She came out here, abs, cut jeans. I was like,
abs.
I want to be her.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to be her so bad.
This was the song of my junior prom.
Really? Why were we listening to the same music?
That's
my
what
parents,
I was wondering.
That's so inappropriate. I'm all singing this.
Probably.
I'm probably like 7. I'm all for, no.
Like, that's like kids now that sing like Savage, Classy, Boozy, Ratchet.
Cardi B, WAP. Like, get your kids.
But why don't you text us your favorite Janet songs? I'm kind of curious what the number one favorite Janet song of the 6 o'clock club is. So text us 410-583-1065, your favorite Janet song. All right.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Lamar Jackson threw for a touchdown and ran for a score yesterday, and the Ravens held on for a 30-28 victory and defeated the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. The Ravens have forced a turnover in 19 straight games, the longest active streak in the NFL and second longest in franchise history. The Ravens will host Pittsburgh on November 1st after the reschedule from October 25th. But a reporter from Ravens Spanish radio had a theory about Lamar's performance since fans aren't in the stadiums.
I have a theory that your performance has changed. Since we don't have fans.
Since no fans? Well, I got to do a better job then. Since the fans not here, it shouldn't matter. So I got to do a better job then.
I love that.
I have a theory.
Oh, wait. I love when he laughs. He's like,
excuse me. First of all, I did not like that. I think
like, a little shady, right?
I thought that was a little shady. And even yesterday, I thought the whole thing was shady. They got a penalty. I feel like I was like, what's going on with these refs, though?
But
what's up with these Eagles refs, though?
Here's what matters. Another W for the team.
That's true.
Getting closer to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. If we win the Super Bowl, Jess gets a tattoo.
Yeah, they'll be questioning my guy. It's gonna be I have a theory. Really? Well, how's your life going? It's hard for us all right now. Like, what the heck? I was mad.
2020.
According to new rankings released by U.S. News and World Report, Baltimore is among the best cities in the United States to retire in 2020. This year's list evaluates 150 metropolitan areas in the United States, and Baltimore ranked 76th on the list of best cities to retire. They looked at measures including happiness, housing affordability, and healthcare quality. We also ranked 117th among the best cities to live in general. The U.S. News and World Report said Baltimore was selected as one of the best places to live because of the ambiance, dining, and culture sets Charm City apart from everybody else. It has a small town feel. Locals like to say you can't go anywhere in Baltimore without seeing someone that you know.
That's so true. I do love that about here.
Me too.
Literally, you kind of run into the same people over and over. And as much as, I mean, it's a big city. It's a big city.
Yeah.
But it doesn't feel... I mean, I've lived in a lot of big cities, mm-hmm. right? Like Atlanta feels like a big city. You never see anybody twice. San Diego, even, well, kind of similar.
No, no one really was that, yeah.
But, you know, it's really nice. No one in California is really that nice.
It's so different. Marie Grover in Philadelphia will be celebrating her 101st birthday with some tequila, courtesy of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He sent his biggest fan a bottle with some instructions. She's been following the actor's career for the past 30 years, and The Rock sent her a video of him singing Happy Birthday. This is actually the second year The Rock has sang to Marie. He started the tradition in 2019 for Marie's 100th birthday when her granddaughter's best friend tweeted The Rock, and he responded. So this year, The Rock said, remember to sip the tequila, Grandma. It's no time for shots.
That's cool. I like that.
This is Jess, and that was your top three.
Your favorite Janet song, 410-583-1065. Text us that in Charm City Secrets next. Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. Happy Monday. Just ask the question, what is the favorite song, Janet Jackson song, mm-hmm. of the 6 o'clock club? Mm-hmm. We got a lot of Rhythm Nations popped up thing. I'll play with a second Rhythm Nation.
Coolest music video ever.
Amazing. But we saw over and over and over again from you guys is this one, which is the ultimate. You can't tell me the second you hear this song that you don't go back to either a skating rink.
Okay.
Okay. Like the very first couples skate.
Oh, cute.
That's like where I was, right?
I know. I wasn't there.
Or when you were possibly in your very first breakup and you're sitting there writing in your journal. This came on the radio. Mix 106.5 and you're like, oh my God.
How can I be strong if I ask myself in time and time?
This is Kramer's favorite, if you can't tell.
I was a very emotional child.
I know.
I was an emotional boy.
Same.
I felt this one so deep. I was like, I will never feel the same way again. She broke my heart, and I'll never feel this way again. So funny, that age when you think that, like, my life's done.
But middle school was the worst time of my life.
Everyone.
It was the worst.
It was terrible. I get it.
I couldn't handle it.
Let's get your name shouted out here in a second. 410-583-1065. Charm City Secrets in about 30 seconds. First, shout out to everybody in the 6 o'clock club. Everybody waking up this early in the morning with us. We appreciate you so freaking much.
Good morning. Me? Yeah. Can I say them? Okay, I wasn't sure. I was like, hey, my turn.
Me?
Cool. Good morning, Robert and Rachel, Angela, Carrie. Good morning, Elmer. And shout out to the... I just got the shout out. Sorry, guys. Sometimes they're like upside down and I can't read them. Shout out to the GBMC labor and delivery nurses on their way to work.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate it.
Mix 106.5.
It's Charm City Secrets.
Shh.
A secret. Now,
something that's kept or meant to be kept unknown or unseen.
Well, until you share it anonymously with Kramer and Jess.
The last part isn't in the definition, is it? Mix 106.5.
This topic caused a little bit of controversy late last week, and I wanted to bring it around because I feel like, to be fair, let me watch my tongue here, but
careful.
I feel like the people that listen before 7.
Yeah.
A little more adult in some situations, okay? We started doing Charm City Secrets last week, and the question that we had asked was, do you have a favorite child?
Yes.
Because we're just genuinely curious.
Yeah.
And when Paige called in, it just got a whole city of Baltimore just rocked. So I want to run this call by you and see if you agree with Paige or not. Listen to this. Paige from Carroll County, good morning.
Good morning.
So we're doing our Charm City secrets, and we appreciate the honesty, but do you have a favorite child?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Okay.
So, any parent says they don't have a favorite kid is a liar.
I know it.
Well,
I promise.
Explain. Explain.
Well, I have a 7-year-old who is an absolute angel. I mean, he is just... Oh, and then I have my 4-year-old who's just a nightmare. Like, I can't even deal with him, and it's just, he's the worst. He is. Sorry.
Oh, no.
He's a nightmare.
No. Do you and your husband agree on this? Are you guys both in agreement that he's, like, the least favorite?
I mean, he's one of those liar parents that try to say that they love both their kids equally, and I know, though, that he's gotta love the older one more too, because the 4-year-old is just,
liar parent.
Oh my god, he's just impossible to deal with.
Sir,
he just starts stuff out of nowhere, and he just is loud and for no reason. And then here is my little 7-year-old angel. I almost feel bad that I brought him a brother, because now my 7-year-old is constantly being overshadowed by this loud mouth little brat.
No.
It's just, yeah.
Do you think maybe it's a phase, because I hear people say, and again, I'm not a mom, I don't have kids, but my mom said, like, the terrible twos. Like, she said that I was literally a terror for an entire year. Do you think that maybe he's just having a phase and he'll grow out of it?
I can only hope, but it's been 4 years.
Fingers. So he's been this way since birth.
Oh my god, yes. And I was like, it's obviously not me, because my older one is a dream, and if he had been anything like my 4-year-old, I would not have had a second kid.
Tell us this. Do you think he knows that he is the least favorite of the two?
Well, I mean, I tell him. Yeah.
Really?
You tell him he's the least favorite?
Well, I tell him to be more like his brother. Why can't you be more like your brother? Because I want him to get better. I want to raise two good men. I don't want to raise one wonderful man and then one man that, you know, is a blight on this planet. We have enough of those already.
I'm not a parent as well, so I can't, I don't know if that's good parenting, but you think it's more of like...
You're using it as like a teaching technique?
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm just like, I'm not giving up on him because I can't, but, you know.
Oh my God.
I have to do what I have to do in order to, I just, gosh, my older son, he's just an angel.
I 410-583-1065. Call us. Does that sound normal too, to tell your lesser favorite of the children?
Yeah,
there?
I mean, we don't know. We don't know techniques. I mean,
either way, we appreciate the honesty, Paige. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Savage Love. That is Jason Derulo and Josh Thoreau. 685-365 is what I almost said. Every day he's Josh, man. Welcome to Mix 106.5.
Good morning.
We're Kramer and Jess. I told Jess a second ago, I made a grave mistake coming into a Monday. I didn't take my vitamins all day yesterday. And I thought I could take them at like 8:30 and be okay at night, right before I went to bed. No.
And what did I tell you last week? I literally told you I made that mistake. But does he ever listen to a word that I say? No.
I thought about it, Jess. This is a bad idea, but what does she know?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, why would I listen to her?
I was wired last night about 11 o'clock, man.
I told you, collagen will get you.
Yeah, got you, man. Got me. Hey, this morning we're asking you a question. It popped up late in the show, and I wanted to bring it back around to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
Charm City Secrets last week, we talked to a girl named Paige.
Mm-hmm.
You want to explain? Well, the question we had was,
do you have a favorite child? And again, like, we are asking you this question, and we want your honest opinion. However, Paige came on here, and she said that she compares her kids and will straight up tell her four-year-old to be more like his brother. And a lot of parents have been calling in and saying that that's not the best thing that you should do for your child.
Like, a strategy to raising your kid is to tell, if you have two kids, to tell, like,
one is better than the other
to their face, because her theory is if they know they're the lesser favorite of the children, then they'll try to be better, and like, it's like a competition thing kind of thing. So our question to you, like,
is that true?
Does that work for you? And is there such a thing as a favorite child? 410-583-1065.
because it was just, and it was honestly a little uncomfortable, to be honest, because it seemed a little harsh in our opinion. However,
what do we know, Jess?
I know.
We don't have kids, so. All right. Brittany from Elkton. So what do you think about this whole thing? Do parents have favorite kids?
It does happen that parents tend to lean towards kids that are more behaved.
Uh-huh.
However, when you compare siblings, they absolutely hate being compared to each other.
Of course.
So she's actually causing more of an issue for herself because that child's going to want to act out more to be more of an individual.
Yeah.
It does seem kind of counterproductive.
The harder trick to do, instead of finding all the faults in somebody, you have to catch them doing good. Catch them doing the right things and point those out.
Yeah.
And be like,
because they'll get that feedback that they're looking for. And that positive reinforcement is going to change their behavior.
So you can say, today you are my favorite child. Just focus on the good, the positives.
Or not so much.
But whisper it. Yeah, whisper in their ear, though. Don't tell the other one. Yeah. You know, just, hey,
like,
between
hey,
you and
I. Hey, you drew that picture very well. Or, hey, I saw you picked up your socks and put them in the hamper. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you have kids?
So things like that.
Okay.
I also foster for kids with different special needs.
Aww.
See, so you get it. You're around kids all the time. See, Justin have kids. I don't have kids, so like it's kind of hard. I'm like, I don't think that's good parenting, but who am I to say? You know?
Yeah, we didn't know what to say to her, so it's better to have the parents say things to her instead of us.
Right, you know? So I'm glad you called.
Try and keep it like a hush if there's a favorite.
Yeah. Low key favorites.
Low key favorites.
Hey, happy Monday. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Okay, Mary, help us out here. Are there such thing as favorite children?
No, there's actually different. I have a difference between ages would be about 13 years.
Oh.
Okay.
So I think it's not favorite. I think it's more just connection. With my eldest, I have more, she and I grew up together. So I had her young and she and I just grew up together. She taught me how to be a parent. So I could be a better parent for my youngest.
Okay. Not a favorite, but
yeah,
a better.
It just helped you prepare for the next one.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That makes sense.
I love them both equally. I hate them both equally. And I absolutely like want to like, you know, do corporal punishment to both of them equally. because it's as much of a year difference as they are, they both are absolutely like mirror images of each other, even if they're like so much an age difference.
Yeah.
But like that, oh my baby Lord, I'm going to tell you right now, with that mother earlier, I had a mother like that.
Yeah.
And our relationship is not at all, you know, where I would want it to be.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is, and you learn from it, and you grow from it, and all she's doing is making him that way.
Yeah,
she's making
okay.
him be absolutely negative.
And want to act out.
Yeah, and he's acting out because that's the only way he knows he's getting attention from her.
Right.
Okay, makes sense. So I think what we've learned from this call is you can be the favorite child and the least favorite child.
Yeah.
You can be both, easily, depending on the day.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
And I'd say for a majority of the time, I've held that, you know, favorite child plaque.
And why do you say that? What gives you that inclination?
Well, okay, so I'd say that the age gap between me and the next sibling is at least like 5 years. So I wasn't just their child. I was their babysitter.
Okay. So you've done more chores at this point.
They had date nights.
Okay.
But my sisters are twins. And this is just kind of a comment on something that I heard earlier, you know, telling your least favorite child that they are your least favorite.
Yeah.
Well, because the two girls were twins, that happened to them all the time.
Aww.
And oh my goodness, they hate each other.
Yeah.
They hate each other because they're always comparing to each other.
Yeah.
And so I would say that's like an awful thing to do to your kids.
Yeah.
Not because it doesn't happen. It's totally something that lots of parents do. but
it messes with
this,
them.
Like friction between the kids.
I'm trying to think. If my mom told me I was the least favorite child,
how would you treat your siblings?
How do you come back from that? How do you come back from that? That makes sense. Thank you so much for the call today, because I think that's as the favorite child, she can speak down to the lesser of the favorites.
Yes, I know. I love them, but I am the favorite.
Okay, as long as you know. And that's all that matters. You're on top, so.
Thank you, Sierra.
Thanks, Sierra.
Have a good one.
So on Mondays, we bring my mom on for what we call Mom's Monday Motivation, because my mom is just super motivational.
Yes.
And my mom and I, hi, Mom. First of all, she'll say hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
We bring her on and we just get her to pump us up for the week. She's always got some great wisdom to share, a great quote just to get your mind right for the week. My mom and I also do a podcast together every single day, which you can imagine the technical difficulties that come with that. Doing a podcast with your 68-year-old mother. But all the way from Georgia, she's tapped in today and we're about to do Mom's Monday Motivation.
So I am hoping that we can spend this week thinking about the things that we worry about unnecessarily, because we have control over so little in our lives, really, but we waste so much of our lives worrying about things that never happen.
So true.
Girl.
So true. Is that you, Jess?
Me.
Am I talking? You, girl.
Yes, you're talking to me.
So let's go around the room really quick. And what's the last thing you worried about? Maybe we'll say in the last 7 days that didn't actually come true. You want to start over there, Jessica?
No.
Okay, let me start. I'll go first. I had to have a conversation with my boss that, like, I was really afraid how it was going to go, because I knew that I was going to have to say some things that I was afraid might make him uncomfortable when it came to this radio show, to be honest with you, because I've had other bosses in the past that didn't handle those kind of conversations very well. Mm-hmm. So for like 2 days, I was like, what's he going to say? What's he going to do? But we had the conversation on Thursday of last week, and he was super supportive. And I was like, why did I spend 48 hours even worried about that, you know?
Yeah.
Jess?
I think I'm doing a lot better at it now, but I just obsess over comments and stuff online, even if it's even if it's just like one here or there. And I'm so much better at it like this week, because even though we've talked about this before and I'm like, yeah, no, I'm cool. I'm not cool. I've been lying to you. But like, I am a lot better about it because I made a promise to myself this past week that I just can't, because I waste so much energy and I will be so in my head about the littlest things. And there's nothing I can do about that, you know?
Right. Mom, do you worry about things anymore after 68 years? Or are you just like, it's fine, it'll all work out? Because I feel like the older that I get, every like decade, I've like progressed to the next level of worrying a tad less.
Yeah, I have to say that no, I really don't worry, because I've learned now that it's just useless. Yeah. The only thing it does is it disturbs me mentally and emotionally, and it doesn't change a single thing, no matter how it turns out.
It's true.
So, you know, Winston Churchill has a great story that I'll share with you today. He says, "When I look back on all these worries, I remember the story of the old man who said on his deathbed that he had had a lot of trouble in his life, most of which had never happened."
No, it's true. But as anxious humans, Jess and myself, and maybe you listening as well.
Oh, we are the most anxious.
It happens. Yeah. But let it go. Like, think, is this really going to come true? And if it doesn't, then you're like, well, I wasted all that time. So you got to kind of like balance back and forth. I think a good way to start our week. Mom, that was great. We appreciate it. And I love you.
I love you guys. Love you forever.
I love you.
By the way, you can get our podcast. It's if you go to KramerandJess.com, just click on the Certified Mama's Boy link or listen on radio.com. Mm-hmm. Do it there, wherever you get your podcast. And there you go.
Mix 106.5. It's Top 3 with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Lamar Jackson threw for a touchdown and ran for a score yesterday at the Ravens, and the Ravens held on for a 30-28 victory and defeated the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday. The Ravens have forced a turnover in 19 straight games, the longest active streak in the NFL and second longest in the franchise history. The Ravens will host Pittsburgh on November 1st after the reschedule from October 25th. But something I noticed during during the game yesterday was that the commentators kept referring to how the Ravens were playing last year in comparison to their performance this season. So Lamar has something to say about that.
I mean, last year was last year, you know. We just trying to have a better record than we did last year. And, you know, we still trying to chase what we want, what we always talk about in this building. Let the outside noise be the outside noise, like I always say.
I want to catch up with something really quick because Jess made a very bold statement. This is the first home game we were here for.
It was like the first week we were on air,
we
honestly.
We like felt the excitement of the city,
we got
right?
So
when it comes
excited.
To Ravens. And Jess comes in the next day and she goes, you know what? I'm so caught up in all the Ravens fever. If the Ravens win the Super Bowl, I'm going to get a Ravens tattoo on me.
Now, listen.
because I think you got so overzealous.
I fell in love. I literally fell in love. And also, I didn't know how good the Ravens were until I got home that day.
You probably should have done some stats.
And my boyfriend said, what the hell are you doing? And I was like, what? I mean, you never know. He goes, they could possibly win the Super Bowl. You know that, right? And I said, no, I did not know that.
Thank you for that. I wish I would have known that yesterday.
Thank you.
So, and we're keeping up because you can't go back on it now.
No, I said it. I don't go back on my word. So if I do it, then here we go. Yep. An Eastern Shore Elementary School will be closed to students for 2 weeks after 8 staff members tested positive for COVID-19. Greensboro Elementary School in Caroline County will be closed to students and most staff Monday through October 30th. The district said that last week, Greensboro Elementary School had 2 staff members that tested positive for COVID. And then over the weekend, 6 additional staff members received positive COVID-19 test results as well. So right now, all students will continue distance learning.
That's smart. Obviously, the smart thing to do. But how scary is that? 8 teachers, you know?
Especially with everything that's been going on last week with the teachers and the parents. And
I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of this, too, as we like ease back into normality. You know, it's going to be like, one step forward, 2 steps back, step forward, you know. Yeah.
The actor who played Tim Allen's oldest son on Home Improvement was arrested and put in an Oregon jail after he choked his girlfriend during an argument in their apartment. 39-year-old Zachary Ty Bryan portrayed the teenage Brad Taylor in the ABC sitcom, and he was arrested late Friday night. Cops were eventually called to the complex by neighbors. Arriving officers found him sitting outside, and his girlfriend was hiding at her friend's apartment nearby. So his girlfriend is claiming that he attempted to stop her from calling 911 by grabbing her phone, and she declined medical attention, and he's been charged with strangulation, 4th-degree assault, and interfering, making a report.
This music feels weird behind this. Sorry. Yeah. Her childhood memories mixed with this.
Yeah.
Obviously... I feel I'm by no means coming to this man's defense, by no means. But what makes me the most sad about this is we see the child stars just have such tragic lives after they leave TV shows. I can't think of many people that were kids growing up
that didn't have a phase or
that didn't
just
go through something that was so
end up in jail.
Have some kind of just dark moment in their lives, you know. Wow, heavy story. I wish there was a way to rebound out of this, but I guess there's not, right? You know what? Actually, no, there is, because domestic violence is so serious, and so I want to give you the domestic violence hotline, because there may be somebody listening.
Yeah.
Violence hotline. The number for that is, I want you to put this in your phone, because you never know when or who may need this. You know,
whether it's you or a loved one.
You can call them at 800-799-SAFE, okay? 800-799-SAFE. Like, just keep that number in mind, because again, like, it may not be you. Nobody expects to be in that situation, but you may have a friend that may need that number one time. So put it in your phone, 800-799-SAFE.
Mix 106.5.
We are Kramer and Jess. Okay, the mood of the show is going to change just a little bit. And I want to explain this really quick, since our show is still kind of new to you. Because Jess and I have been friends for, 5 years now, 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
And so Jess and I have gone through a lot together. And we have this theory when it comes to a morning radio show that we want to share all aspects of our life.
Yeah.
The good and the bad. And we're going to come on here and tell fun stories and goofy stories and relationship stories with her and Garage Boy.
Mm-hmm.
But life's not always fun. And sometimes you got to take a look at the other side of life too. And the reason that we do this, we got a text, for example, last week. A woman was saying, like, I can't believe you talk so openly about your divorce. Like, I had to, like, explain that to my grandkid because he'd never heard of divorce before.
Mm-hmm.
And by no means do we ever want to make anybody feel uncomfortable, but the point of sharing our lives with you and the expectation that you're going to share your life with us is because we want everyone that's a part of this little radio family that we're building to never feel alone.
Yeah.
No matter what you're going through, like, you're not alone. There's somebody out in the world, probably somebody listening to this radio station right now, that's going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that we share, the more we feel connected. So today, I'm going to share a story with you that's the not so fun side of life. And anybody that has a pet, you inevitably have to come to the point where they start to age.
Yeah.
And you know that day is coming when you're going to have to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And that day for me was on Friday with my dog, Kiki. And she didn't pass away, by the way, but it's the beginning of the end.
The process.
Because of some things that went down. In case you don't know, I also do a podcast with my mom called Certified Mama's Boy. And I kind of opened up about everything that was going on. So I thought instead of telling you the story, it might be easier if I just play a clip from Certified Mama's Boy. So here we go. I knew something was wrong. And I knew something was wrong as of last Sunday. Kiki was freaking out in her. I keep her in the laundry room. Next night goes on, and she does the same thing. And I noticed that her hearing was deteriorated. And the first thing that I knew was that I came in and I closed the door, coming home from work or something. And usually I'm greeted at the gate by her, but she was still asleep the last 2 days.
Mm.
She didn't even wake up. Plus, she had been kind of wobbly. So it really freaked me out. So I called the vet and I was able to get in about lunchtime on Friday. And he looks at her eyes and he looks at her ears. He said, well, her ears look fine. Then he starts checking your eyes. And he's like, no, the eyes look good too. He's like, well, there's a possibility that she could have had a mini stroke. And that could have caused all kind of things to have happened weird in her body. Or this could just be some other kind of neurological issue. My concern was, will she ever hear again?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no. And so I guess I'm just stuck at I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what happened. And there's nothing worse than not knowing what happened, because I start to play out all the scenarios. My brain starts to go crazy.
Yeah.
It was was it the stress of the move? Was it something that I did the night that she was really upset? Did I give her the proper attention when I was yelling at her to go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
Was I not tending to her? Maybe was she distressed because she was having a stroke? So many things go through my head, because she's my baby. I've had her for, 11 years now,
right,
since she was a puppy. And when I was going to get divorced, I was really adamant that I really want to Kiki, because I just feel this really special bond with her. And I know it's weird, cause she's a dog and who cares?
Mm-hmm.
No. But it's really hard. And I think the thing that really hurts the most is that I'll never be able to tell her that I love her.
Honey, you don't have to tell her that you love her. She knows that. I have never seen anyone show more love for a dog than you have. Kiki knows. You would never, ever have to say how much you loved her. She knows how much you love her. You show that in everything you do for her. Yeah, there's no question. You can just take that thought away, because, no, she knows that she is dearly, dearly loved.
So that's from today's episode of Certified Mama's Boy, the podcast that I do with my mom. You can go to getitonradio.com, or you can go to kramerandjess.com and get it on another platform. So that's where I'm at today.
Mm-hmm.
It's never easy. And this part, I've been through it many times now. The goodbye part of the slowing down process of a dog's life is just tough, you know? Mm-hmm. So if you're going through that, or if you've been through that, the pain, I know, is so real. And I guess going through it enough times now, I know it does get better, but
still,
you just kind of have to sit there and just be with them.
Yeah.
And just make the last whatever years you have with them, the best you can do.
That's all you can do.
So that's where we're at. But thanks for letting me share that with you today.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mix 106.5. We are Kramer and Jess. Good morning.
Oh my gosh, boyfriend. Well, I had to pull over and pull myself, compose myself, because I'm right there with you, although mine has been a few years, but my baby, but your mama and your conversation, you just had me in tears.
Well, hopefully it was, you know, therapeutic tears. I just shared a story a couple seconds ago how my dog Kiki, we think, may have had a stroke.
Over the weekend?
It was early last week, but I finally went to the vet on Friday. And it was just, it's just hard to, like, see your pets grow older, you know? It's like, I'm having to accept the fact that it's...
That process is
happening. Yeah, it's like the beginning, you know, of that whole thing. So it's just kind of like, meh, to, you know, way to start the week off.
Gosh, it is your baby. It's your child. And I have three children and four grandchildren.
Yeah, so you, even still, I mean, they're
I know that pain. I mean, it's just heartbreaking.
It's a special bond you have with these animals, you know?
Absolutely. Well, prayers for you and your family and for that little angel.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for calling.
And I just wanted to mention one thing, Kramer. Well, both of you, Jess and Kramer, welcome aboard, because I'll be honest, I just love you guys.
Well, thank you so much.
Opening up to us just makes us, you know, Facebook is one thing, but opening up like this personally, it's really touching, and we really appreciate it out here.
Well, I hope that's something that we can do, like create a bond together. You share your lives, we share our lives. And actually, thank you for calling, by the way. We can do that right now.
Yes.
I think we can do that way, and maybe in a more positive approach to our Monday morning. Just found this story. What is it?
Ellicott City was named the happiest city in Maryland in a recent report, and the study looked at factors like average earnings, marriage rate, and commute. And it's a historic town, almost 250 years old, and Ellicott City is being called the picture-perfect town.
You were just there this weekend.
Yes.
For the first time.
It looks like a dream out of a storybook. It was the cutest thing I had ever seen, and they are doing a Harry Potter theme right now for blindness awareness. And basically, every store has Harry Potter stuff. And if you dress up like Harry Potter or any of the characters, you'll get discounts and stuff. But everyone was so nice, and it was a dream.
Take a breath.
I know, I got so excited. I just never seen anything like that before.
Well, in honor of Ellicott City making the fourth.
It's the happiest city in Maryland.
It's the happiest city in Maryland.
Yes.
I think today we should focus on some happy news.
Yeah.
I
want you to
be happier. And we need your help with this. We do this every now and then. It's a feel-good way to start the week, right?
Yeah.
It's just the happy news from your life.
We want to hear what's going on with you.
Call us 410-583-1065. Let's get some happy news going on the radio. It could be anything from as little as, this isn't little, but it could be like my baby started walking this weekend.
Yes, I got a promotion. Paul got a promotion last week.
Promotion,
shout out, Paul.
Yeah, so whatever your good news is, let's get on the radio and get some good vibes going in Baltimore this morning. 410-583-1065. Jess, you want to start?
One of my very, very close friends is coming to visit on Thursday, and I am so excited to see her.
Cool.
I might start crying right now. I'm so excited to see her.
My good news is that it's kind of surreal, but my sister sent me her wedding save the date, which is like,
isn't that cool?
My baby sister?
Getting married.
When did that happen? When did my baby sister, like the one who used to change her diapers?
Now she's falling in love, going to start a life with her man.
410-583-1065. Just your happy news.
Hi, it's Heather.
Hi, Heather. Heather, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pasadena.
Heather from Pasadena. Share some happy news with us from the week, please.
I am off today, and I'm so excited. I just dropped my son off at school, and I have the whole day to myself.
Is that not like the best feeling ever, by the way?
It is, just me and my dog.
So what are you planning on doing on Mom's day off?
What do I plan on doing?
Yeah, what are you going to plan on doing?
I have to pack because we're going camping this weekend.
But still, I mean, at least you get a chance to pack.
And you're by yourself.
Yeah, right.
And I'm by myself, and then you get to my way. And it's going to be amazing. And it's perfect fall weather.
Absolutely.
Yay.
Out
of here, it'll be amazing.
Aww. Have fun camping, okay? Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Now, you too. 410-583-1065. I love it how your happy news is already like, we're already planning for the weekend. I know it's Monday, but we're planning for the weekend already. Let's get you on here. Just any kind of good news going on in your life that we can, like, just share with everybody here in Baltimore. 410-583-1065. Good news is next. Did you hear this? Ellicott City is the happiest place in Maryland. This is just out this morning. We're mixed, by the way. I want you to be happier. And because of that, we're just looking at happy news.
Yes.
And we're not talking about like, oh, happy news. Unemployment rate is... No. We're looking for happy news from you. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on in your life that's just happy? And if you share your news with us, it makes us feel happy and all of Baltimore feel happy. So 410-583-1065. You can call us or you can text us. Jada!
Yes,
you've
hello.
You've got some really good news for us.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What happened?
Tell us.
I went in an interview on Friday, and I got the position, and it's like my dream job.
Hey!
Yes, thank queen! You.
So what is your dream job? What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be an ophthalmic technician.
Okay,
smart.
Okay, queen. Wait, what does that mean?
You want to break it down for us not as smart people.
Yeah.
You guys are smart. Yeah. So ophthalmologists are medical doctors for eyes.
Okay.
So eye surgeries, you know, glaucoma, retina detachment.
Girl, you're helping people see out in these streets. You are helping. You have all the power. Are you kidding? That's awesome.
Yeah, that is. Thank you so much. Is amazing. And then nothing better than walking. And you'll feel the difference the second. Like, Jess and I, this is our dream job. We'd love coming into Mix and doing this. We know the feeling of like when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, when you're like in flow with like doing what you're really meant to be doing, it's a great feeling. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. You know, it shows that you guys love your job. Thank you.
Oh, well, good. Aww. That makes us feel good, too. What a great way to start the week.
Thanks, Jada.
Thanks, Jada. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right.
Ooh. Kristen from Perry Hall, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us your good news.
So I was actually driving home yesterday, and there was a guy that was driving pretty erratically. I don't know, something told me to follow him. I was already like on 911, you know, I didn't want somebody to get hurt. He ended up coming to like a really rough stop after hitting something.
Oh my God.
And so I got out to see if he was okay. He definitely was not okay. So while I was on the phone with dispatch, I had to, you know, pull him out of the car and give him CPR. Me and another lady that stopped having him pull him out of the car, it actually saved his life.
Wow. Oh, my God.
You are amazing. Just told you to follow his car.
Yeah, it was, I mean, usually because I have my girls in the car, like, it's not something I would usually do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I went to check on him, he was, like, convulsing and, I mean, I have some medical training from going to school, so something was just like, this guy is not okay. Mm-hmm. So
how does that feel today, by the way, now you've had a little time to digest? I mean, you literally saved that man's life.
Yeah, and honestly, like, it's like one of those things where, you know, everyone's like, oh, you like, if I'm like, you did a good thing, but I don't know, like, I was like, actually, last night I had a hard time sleeping.
Sometimes.
And, like, this morning I'm kind of anxious.
Because nobody expects, but thank God you were there. I think it's so funny, situations like that, like, you may not have known why you had to follow. You know, just follow, like, trusting your gut. I got to go. I got to figure out what's going on with this man.
Right.
And thank God you were there. That's like the goodest of the good news. So
you're
thank
amazing,
you so
Kristen.
Much for sharing. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just glad that whatever, like, I don't know, intuition, God, I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
I was just glad that I listened because, I mean, I felt like a toddler seat in the back, and all I kept thinking was like, oh my God, I did not want them to like have to make the phone call.
I think that's a good reminder for all of us. Trust your gut. Trust your gut. You're supposed to be doing something. That's a reason. Fantastic news. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Break my heart.
On Instagram, we are Kramer and Jess. It's Kramer with a K. Just follow us. We'll follow it back for the next 5 minutes. Anybody that follows us, we'll be back here. Boom, boom, boom,
yeah,
boom, boom. Follow
right
back.
Now.
So get on there if you're on Instagram. Follow us, Kramer and Jess. Okay? It's Mix 106.5. Do you sleep in on the weekends, or do you like make your body wake up at the same time? Better yet, do your kids let you sleep in on the weekend?
That's
that could
a better
be a
question.
Whole different ball game,
yeah,
right?
That's like out of your control.
I've been bragging over here. I brag when I like do good things for my body, you know? Like if I work out 5 days a week, I'm going to come here and tell y'all.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself. And I've really been bragging because trying to get back into this morning routine of waking up at 3:45 in the morning. I've been bragging to my friends. I say, you know what? I wake up at 3:45 on the weekends too. You know why? Because I'm dedicated.
Yeah, why do you do that? You even try to say that to me and I get annoyed with you.
Because Mondays feel a lot less worse to me if I actually can just stay on the same schedule. Like what time, for example, what time did you get up on Saturday?
We had our run with Johns Hopkins Children's Center on Saturday.
So you set an alarm for Saturday?
I set an alarm for 6:30.
Did you sleep to the alarm?
No. My body naturally wakes up between like 5 and 6, then I put myself back to bed.
So there's a study out this morning that says that if you usually sleep less than 6 to 7 hours during the week.
Us?
Yeah, most people, I would say. But then you sleep in on the weekends. Mm-hmm. It lessens your risk of death.
Oh.
Compared to consistently sleeping less than 6 or 7 hours.
So you're playing yourself?
Yeah. I just realized, like, I thought I was doing, like, really good for my body over here.
Ah.
But little did I realize I'm actually screwing myself.
Y'all, he'll call me and be like, I woke up at 3:45. And I'm like, okay, do you want a sticker?
What's up? What are you doing this weekend? I woke up at 3:45, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, stop.
Okay. I read a study recently, too. I can't remember the exact wording of it. But they say that sleep is the number one most important thing for your body over exercising and eating right.
It is.
So for all of us sleep-deprived human beings, I think I'm doing this story because I got 4 hours sleep last night.
I know. This is for you personally. You walked
in. Die at 45.
Yeah, you were a mess this morning. I'm just going to say it. You were.
It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
It's okay.
I can sleep when I die.
Come on. Yeah. Just try to sleep in if you can.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.